So it's Privacy Week this week, with the Office of the Privacy Commission marking it, and to promote privacy awareness, inform people of their rights under the Privacy Act, and help educate agencies about their responsibilities. With us, we've got the fabulous Linnell Tawhiri Huria from Taranaki, who is the first Māori patent attorney, Linnell, and is a leading expert on Indigenous intellectual property rights. And she's with us now to talk about Māori data sovereignty within intellectual property. Tēnā koe, Linnell.
Tēnā koe.
Aroha mai. This is my second day in the seat, Linnell, replacing Dale's husband, who's not well at all. So this is something close to my heart. So what are some of the key points around Māori data sovereignty, and what does it mean in practice?
That's a really important question, and I think we're still grappling with what the practice looks like. But I think first and foremost, one of the key messages is to acknowledge that data is a taonga, and Māori data in particular is a taonga, and thinking about what it means to recognise the status of our data as taonga. Considering, looking at that data from a te ao Māori perspective, what values need to underpin our relationship with that data, and how we implement that in practice, as you just asked.
Yeah, so data is a taonga, but how can it be protected?
And I guess it's not necessarily about protection. Well, it is about protection, but it's also about ensuring access and ensuring use in an appropriate manner. So under our current regimes, under our current laws, data is not inherently protected except in special circumstances. And if we think about the intellectual property framework that provides protection for some aspects of our mātauranga, some aspects of our data, and within that framework, but it isn't underpinned by those, Māori values that are inherent to us, that, recognise kaitiaki, that recognise whakapapa, that recognise, appropriate use and correct use, and seek to ensure the integrity of that data is maintained at all times.
Yes, because the thing about intellectual property rights, of course, is that kaitiakitanga isn't recognised. Abuse is not protected, abuse of your intellectual property or your data, and also that it's not. Is it long term? Will data be protected for generations to come? Is what we're asking.
Yeah, that's exactly right. If we compare to the IP framework or intellectual property framework, the rights are granted for periods of time. That's not consistent with kaitiakitanga, where those responsibilities are enduring. And it's difficult to reconcile those differences. We do need new frameworks, new regimes in place, as recommended by the Y262 report, Ko Aotearoa Tēnei. The government is still working through that.
Yes, and whereas IP and looking at this Māori data is that it's often given, or the rights are given to individuals and not to communities or whānau or hapū. What are some of the challenges working in this space?
And I think you've hit the nail on the head with your last point in that. One of the real key issues is this idea of individual rights versus collective rights. And we've seen that play out at the Waitangi Tribunal, And also in the High Court in recent decisions that have been issued there, and you know the Matakana case in particular, where the you know the courts did consider the issue of what's in the collective interest compared against the what's the personal interest in that particular health data and that interest, and decided in that case that the collective interest was more important, and so the data was released. And so, you know, that balancing those ideas is starting to happen within our legal frameworks, but there is still no real clear guidance around what are the key principles around that influence when those when you do that balancing act, and that really needs to be driven by Māori, you know, who are obviously kaitiaki and responsible for looking after our taonga.
And are Māori being consulted and leading the governance models that are being created?
Yes, they are. They are being consulted. You know, Te Kāhui Raranga and the Data ILG groups have been established and working alongside government for some time. There's still more work to be done.
And hopefully not just consulted, but listened to.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, tēnā koe, Linnell. What else are you working on at the moment?
There's plenty of mahi on at the moment. We're currently waiting for the decision on the Mānuka honey trademark application here in Aotearoa, New Zealand. We're hoping for a favourable outcome there to help support our, you know, our Māori producers and the rest of the industry to continue to sell their products internationally. And there's lots of work in the data space in terms of supporting our Māori organisations and protecting their data and their intellectual property, of course.
Of course. Oh, thank you very much. And we'll follow up with you, if we can, on the Mānuka honey, because that's something close to our heart, and still haven't got over the shock of the Australians getting some dibs on that.
Exactly. Yeah, we're hoping for a favourable outcome here.
Ka pai. Thank you very much for your time. That's Linnell Tawhiri Huria from the Māori Patent Attorney. Kia ora, tēnā koe, Linnell.
Tēnā koe.